Yes, it's the world famous Philip. What great music. This, what is this, bud?
The bumper music.
It's some of the older bumper music. This sounds like the circus is coming to town or something.
Well, in many ways it is. It's the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Here now, Phil Hendry.
Thank you very much, Margaret. Good segue. Way to save a situation that the general wasn't able to save.
Yeah.
Oh, bullshit.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome. Thank you, General. I'm just joking around. Welcome to the show. It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California. We have today, Bobby and Steve Dooley will be joining us. This is an anniversary, Margaret.
Well, it is. It's the anniversary. Not, this is not the anniversary, but two summers. So this past summer, it was 2022, when their first cabin at Butner Lake burned to the ground. And oh, this is, they bought a cabin since. Yes, then they bought the new, then they bought the cabin over on the Gooblin. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, well, the Gooblin is the beach where they bought the cabin at.
The Gooblin's the beach. This place, what is the name of this place?
What is that?
Where they have their,
Butner Lake. Yes, Butner Lake is well known. It's up there in the Sierra Nevadas, but a lot of the ancillary and some of the associated stories of the place are real different. Real creepy.
Well, this whole thing with the Gooblin, and then they're on, and then they go over to the Goblin squats or whatever the hell it is. But the fact is, the cabin. See, that's the.
I know Phil's doing this. The fact is,
I didn't do it that bad. The fact is, their cabin burned down in the summer of 2022.
Yes, and then they didn't rebuild, right, bud?
No, they were going to rebuild. They bought a new one at the Gooblin.
All right, so they're coming on the program because Bobby has some kind of a confession.
Bobby has something she wants to share. It has to do with women's rights. It has to do with the respect for women. She wants to always also tell you, Phil, how disappointed she is. Well, come on, Phil.
No, I've heard this already. They were pissed off that they didn't get to host the documentary, and now they're pissed off. What are they pissed off about the show?
They'd like to know, are they in the show?
I'm not telling anybody who's in the show.
Well, I think they expected some comp tickets at least.
I've comped everybody. They didn't get tickets?
We did not as yet get the go-ahead from you.
Oh, give me a break, will you, bud? Give them tickets, okay?
Well, they don't work for the show, Phil.
Give the Dooleys a couple of comp tickets for whenever. When?
Friday night.
That's coming up this Friday night. The Dooleys are going to join us here in a moment on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. But just to let you know, we did have a rehearsal today. We'll have another rehearsal on Thursday. When I say today, I'm talking to you on Wednesday night, you're hearing this on Thursday. So we're going to have a rehearsal this afternoon. Things are going swimmingly. I got to hand it to the tech people, the audio the audio and the lighting guys at Theater West. We call them the Davids. Two of the greatest guys and two of the most skilled guys you ever saw in your life, and we spent a few hours today getting down sound cues and getting the lighting just right, and we're really, really happy with it. I think you're going to have a good time if you got tickets to see the show. If you don't, I don't know how many are available.
I think there's a couple left. Not a couple. I think there's a few left for Friday night.
Friday night has tickets available, so join us at Theater West. It's on Cahuenga in Hollywood, California. You can get tickets at theaterwest.org if you're here in Los Angeles. If you're not,
yeah, if you're not, he's shit out of luck.
Watch your language, if you don't mind.
But
you're right. He's right. You're kind of shit out of luck.
I wouldn't say you're shit out. Well, if you want to drive. You know, our good, close, personal friend Sue Price, she drove all the way up from Fullerton.
Well, that's not like driving from San Diego, though.
No, but, Fullerton's a long way from a lot of things. I'm just kidding, folks.
Yeah, sure you are. Yeah.
Yeah, Fullerton is a long way from
just about everyone. Just about everyone.
Just about everywhere. All right, so the Dooleys, Bobby and Steve Dooley joining us on the line. They're wrapping up a homeowners association meeting at Western Estates, which is Bobby is the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Steve is the, what is he?
I don't know.
Bobby, are you there?
Yes, Phil, we're right here.
What is Steve?
What do you mean, what is Steve?
I'm talking about what does Steve do with the Homeowners Association?
Steve is the vice president of the Western Estates. Here, Steve.
I'm the WAMO.
He's the Western Estates Homeowners Association vice president and challenge and what's the guy called who has the money?
The treasurer.
Yes, that's it. The treasurer.
All right. I didn't mean to. It sounds like you're having a bad evening.
Well, Phil, I was reflecting on some things. I know I got up in your grill about the fact that we were not hosting the premiere of Henry, which was the documentary, and I know you played that replayed that show?
Yeah, that was, you gave us a hard time about the fact that you guys were not hosting the Henry documentary, and I told you that at the time it was being, you know, we were rolling it out on at Amazon.
What did you just say?
He's going to roll it out on an Amazon.
He didn't say that. He said he's rolling it out at Amazon, rolling it out for purchase or rental at Amazon.
Oh, okay. Well, as you know, three summers ago, the cabin near the squats, which is where we originally had our cabin, right next door to Chicken on the Run.
Right, across the lake.
Across from where we live now. Our cabin burned to the ground.
Bobby, can I ask you something?
What?
You always say our cabin burned to the ground. You never say our cabin burned down. You never say that our cabin, we had an unfortunate fire. Our cabin burned to the ground.
Because that's what it did, okay?
Yeah, Ms. Gray. Burned to the ground.
That's what it did.
But Bobby...
No. Let's talk straight. Let's talk turkey. Yay. Our cabin burned to the ground.
Bobby, you're not doing too good tonight.
No, I'm not.
My wife is reflecting on some things about the cabin that burned. It was a song.
Steve was writing a song called The Cabin That Burned. Can you do part of it, Steve?
Yeah. Hey, the cabin that burned, it burned to the ground. That night we made ground round. Oh, the cabin that burned.
That's stupid as hell. I told you to change the lyrics to that piece of shit.
Bobby, you know, if you don't want to talk on the air tonight, we don't have to.
No, I need to. I really need to.
What's going on?
As you recall, Phil, 2 years ago, I had gotten into a bathing suit. I had been doing some gardening around the cabin over there near Chicken on the Run. It was near the squats beach.
Which is directly across the straits.
Yes, from where we live now, where our cabin is now.
Yeah.
I got into a bathing suit, and it was during that summer that myself and a lot of the gals at Western Estates, we began the circle of taste. So we began getting fit. We began doing the stair-stepping. We began doing the calf rolls. We were working on tightening and heightening the rear end or the full glute, the glutalool. What is it called?
The gluteus maximus?
Yes. We were working on getting the rear end high, tight, and proud. We felt that that was the future in terms of Western Estates and our influence on women. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand, Bobby. I don't necessarily see the sanity behind it.
I'm not interested in that. I'm just asking, do you understand?
I understand, yes.
All right. That weekend, after having, we opened up a meeting for the Circle of Taste, and we did what's called the eyeball.
Oh, God, Bobby.
What's wrong?
Oh, this eyeball thing, you don't have to share it.
I need to share it, okay? Because this leads into what happened that afternoon.
I think it's ridiculous for you to share this.
Oh, you know she has to share it. What are you talking about?
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, what we did is we did the eyeball and we eyeballed it. When you eyeball it, you ask the gal next to you, we're all in bathing suits, you ask her to pull the bikini bottom down so you can give it the eyeball. You're taking a look at how high and tight the rear end of the woman to the right of you. So it goes left, right, eyeball, high and tight, left, right, eyeball, high and tight.
What does that mean?
I just explained it to you, you fucker.
Hey, Bobby, watch it with that F word, okay?
Sorry.
My wife's very upset.
I need to get this off my chest, Phil.
Just watch the way you talk to Bud.
Thank you, Mr. Henry.
You're welcome.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll watch how I talk.
God, Mr. Henry.
Oh, no, God, Mr. Henry, anything.
I'm going to hang up. If I got to listen to that freak talk to me like that anymore...
Get her back.
Yeah, Miss Dooley, you just called me a freak and Mr. Henry hung up. Miss Dooley, yeah, you just called me a freak and Mr. Henry hung up on you. Yeah. How do you feel about that, huh? Do I want to see you bottomless? Sure I do. Give me the phone, will you?
I figured that. I'm sorry, Phil. I'm really sorry. Bud, I want to apologize from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, whatever.
He doesn't even accept my apology.
Well, what you said was very insulting and probably I wouldn't either. Now, what is it you want to tell us?
Two summers ago... The summer of 2022, as I was walking down Goblin Highway, and I was just doing a little walk for exercise, I was in my heels, yes, I was in a two-piece bathing suit, I thought I'd walk across Goblin Bridge, go over to the squats, get a sixer, or maybe even a 12-pack of Pabst Blue Ribbon, and shag my, as we like to say, excuse my language, shag ass back over to our cabin.
Okay.
As I was walking... here came Jack Tucker and his brothers, Bub and Babo. You know these guys, Phil?
I don't know. They live in your neighborhood?
They live up at Butner, yeah.
The guy's name is Jack, Bub, and Babo.
These are the three brothers, yeah. But these three guys come driving along. They pull up, and they say, "Would you like a ride, Ms. Dooley?" And I go, "Don't mind if I do." Usually, these guys will say something like, "Do you want some place to sit?" And one of them points at his nose. And I get very indignant and angry, and I tell them all to go straight to you-know-where, and they leave me alone. This time, they ask me with great respect, "Would you like a ride, Ms. Dooley?"
They point to their nose if you want some place to sit.
You remember these guys, Phil, don't you?
Vaguely.
Yeah, a bunch of slobs.
Right. Only this time, they didn't.
This was 2 years ago.
Yes. They said, "Would you like a ride, Ms. Dooley?"
She's my wife. Believe me, I don't like anybody saying you want to have a seat right here, and they point to their nose. But by the same token, you wonder why they don't say, "Do you want to have a seat right here?" when they point at the nose.
You're going to have to please spit this one out fast because I don't follow.
Spit it out.
Spit, don't swallow. Ow! She kicked me in the balls.
No, I didn't.
No, she didn't.
All right, I'm going to hang the phone up if I don't get to the point here. If you don't get to the point here.
All right. They didn't say anything rude. They gave me a ride over to the squats. They tipped their caps, said, "Good day to you, Ms. Dooley," and let me just go on. They didn't reference my rear end. They didn't reference me needing to sit someplace like on their nose. You get where I'm going?
No, I don't.
What are you saying, Bobby?
I found it to be depressing and offensive that we had been working all summer on the high rear end, me and the circle of taste. Here come three brothers, Jack, Bub and Babo. They usually say something about me needing a place to sit, and they point to their nose, and this time they didn't.
All right.
So I got the Pabst Blue Ribbon. I thumbed another ride back with, who did I thumb that ride back?
Yeah, another guy, Cam Flan.
Cam Flan. This is another guy that has always said to me, "Hey, Bobby, looks like you're tired. Do you want to sit here?"
And he points at his nose.
Yes. He didn't do that either. He gave me a ride back to the... By the time I got back to the cabin, I was so demoralized because I had been working on the high rear end, doing the stair step, working, doing the cap lift, taking a look at the rear end, pulling the pants down, looking, doing the eyeball with other members of the Circle of Taste. We eyeballed each other's asses all summer long! I'm sorry.
You need a psychiatrist.
You really do, Bobby.
Maybe I do.
Is this why you got upset? Is this what you wanted to tell us?
No. I went back to the cabin. I was thinking about all of these slights. The eyeball. My rear end. The rear ends of the Circle of Taste. The high rear ends.
Let me say it.
You say it, Steve.
She burned the cabin down.
You're kidding.
I knew he'd say that. No, I'm not kidding.
She burned the cabin down. You burned the cabin down, Bobby, because nobody told you how hot your ass was. Is that it?
Phil?
No, that is it. That's what I'm hearing.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, sure. You burned down your own cabin because the guy didn't say you want to sit here.
You have to understand that when you're me, Bobby Bakumba Dooley, that's my middle name, Phil. It's a proud Native American name.
Bakumba?
Yes.
What nation do you belong to?
What?
I mean, Mr. Henry.
Never mind. So what? All right, so you burned your own cabin down.
I burned the cabin down, yeah.
Yeah.
You let the whole cabin burn to the ground. I remember you guys were on the air sitting across the lake and seeing the cabin burn.
Yeah.
And you made a claim then.
Yeah, you claimed then it was fireworks.
Did you file a police report?
No, we didn't.
No.
Did the police ask you if you wanted to file a report?
No. All summer long, I had been working on my rear end. All summer long, I've been walking in front of mirrors, pulling my bikini bottom down, taking a look at the two cheeks.
Yeah, and wondering, have they firmed up?
Wondering if they firmed up.
Well, what made you get so angry and frustrated?
Because of the eyeball. We did the most recent eyeball about a week before I burned the cabin down. We eyeballed it. We all give each other grades. And the girls gave us a C+.
They gave her a C+.
And that's what pissed you off so much you burned your own cabin down.
Yeah, you don't have to make it sound like it's a sex act. God, did you hear that?
You burned your own cabin down, Mr. Henry.
No, it's not. I'm not putting it that way at all. That's what you did, didn't you?
Mr. Henry.
Isn't that what you did?
I I'm not in high school. You're not the teacher or the principal screaming at me.
Shut up, Mr. Rennie. You're upsetting her.
I'm making your wife upset.
So I burned the cabin down.
I don't understand how you can burn a cabin down, not do a police report, not have anybody, you know, not call out the fire department. It blows my mind.
I put the fire out. We talked to a social worker. They said that Bobby was under a lot of stress. And since we weren't, you know, calling on a insurance company, everything was okay.
Okay. That's what happened to me after all those years of working on what Steve calls working on ass, not the ass, working on ass.
All right, so how many years were you working on ass?
I worked on ass for 3 summers until I got the high ass or the high rear end. And then I got a grade of Z-blood.
Women said they said it was sloppy, toilet sloppy.
Dave, I'm glad you think it's funny, Mr. Henry.
Well, you had a social worker?
Yes.
We had a social worker say that Bobby was under a lot of stress, and then she had to go to counseling.
Did you, Steve, when that house burned down, did you endanger the cabins of other people?
No, they were fine.
And you put it out with a garden hose?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like you could have done that much damage. How much damage could you have done to that cabin with Steve putting it out with a fire hose?
I lit that bitch on fire. Oh, don't worry about it, okay? I just got a bunch of newspaper and garbage and threw it around in the...
Now, one cabin later, Bobby, is your rear end high and tight enough?
Now my rear end is high. There's topiaries dedicated to it, Western States, and I feel good for the first time in my life. But I've always been guilty. I've always been guilt-ridden every time I think back on that summer of 2022 that I lied. I lied to everyone and said that Steve had set that fire. I set that fire because ass had been something that I'd been working on very, very hard. And when ass
didn't work out for her.
I want you to know, Phil's laughing.
I can well imagine.
What are you laughing at, Miss Jerry?
What are you laughing at, Phil? Because ass didn't work.
Fuck you.
Oh, and you can't hang up either.
I'm begging you to hang up on us.
No, I won't.
I'm begging you to hang
up. There, I just hang up on him. There, you just hang up on him. You sounded like...
Yeah, Mr. Henry, you sound like you're living in a jungle or something. I hang up on them.
Help. You are tired. You're out of sorts. You're out of soybeans. You're out of soy milk. I know that.
Yeah.
And we're out of time, man. That's all I'm going to do. Bobby Dooley, Steve Dooley. You get him the comp tickets, okay?
That woman, she needs a psychiatrist.
Well, no kidding. She burns her own cabin down because she didn't... Because ass. She burned her cabin down, Phil, because she got a C-plus during the eyeball. Phil, what is so funny about that? The woman's suffering. Oh, come on, man. Bobby Dooley, you know, I could see her burning her cabin down because somebody said, hey, your ass is toilet slimy. Isn't that what they said?
Damn you with toilet sloppy.
That's what you did. Isn't that what they said?
Yes, it is.
And she burns her cabin down because someone said your ass is toilet sloppy. All right, I got to take over. Margaret, no, I'm taking over. Thank you very much, Phil. It's been real. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced usually by Phil Henry, but tonight it's me, Margaret Gray. Yes, and all rights reserved on Podcast One. Is that it?
You're the producer.
I'm Margaret Gray.
Yeah, and on behalf of the Dooleys, they will be getting comp tickets to Phil Henry's The Galaxy of Phil Henry at Theater West Friday and Saturday night. This Friday and Saturday night, Theater West in Hollywood, California.
And Bobby, I know someday you'll be able to defeat ass. Jesus, General. What? Ass. What is this shit?
What are you talking about, man? It's great music.